101.7 and AM 920, KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's about 8:30 on a Thursday. Good morning, 57 degrees in downtown Wadena. And we are joined with Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H's. She joins us on the first Thursday of every month. And Kim, it was a busy month of June, but now that we're in July, how are you doing?
Oh, much better.
Once you got some of those big things off the list, like the Wadena County Fair and a couple of those other things. But let's walk back and just kind of talk about how it was getting ready for the fair and just kind of what it was like for you from the 4-H perspective.
4-H perspective, things were great. With a production that big, there's always a few things that are going to go wrong, but luckily they were very minor. We were able to take care of them. We had a few judges that forgot or didn't show or had issues, but we were able to cover. And it's because of all the wonderful families in 4-H that we're able to do this. We ended up with finding even more volunteers because of this, mm-hmm. you know, and finding great people to work with our kids. And it's a huge production. I couldn't do it by myself, and I don't.
Well, and you mentioned that, you know, 4-H is built by, you know, people like you who are working hard to get this thing in motion, but also a lot of people on the ground and those families like you talked about, because it's people who have been in 4-H themselves and want their kids to go through it and now giving other kids the opportunity. What is that like to see everybody kind of come together like that and give the kids the opportunity, because that's what it's about?
Oh, it's very moving. It's such a wonderful feeling inside to see all of these volunteers showing their passion and helping kids find their own passions. And I truly, it's a family experience. You know, we're all a big 4-H family, and we've got individual families that come and they help at the food stand, or they help set up the exhibit hall, or they help clean the bathrooms. Or it's so wonderful to help kids find their spark and watch adults thrive in what they enjoy.
And you mentioned that, having kids find their spark. What was it like walking through the barns and seeing everybody get to look at the different animals that they're showing, kind of see the kids get excited as people walk past?
Oh, I loved it. The pride in those young people's faces is irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. You know, when you've got someone showing their calf for the first time, or someone, you know, explaining to us, giving a demonstration about their pig, or just, you know, the little ones, you know, the ones that are too young for 4-H, walking through and seeing a goat or a rabbit or a chicken. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I got the opportunity to walk through a couple of the barns. It's really cool to get to see these kids, like you said, take pride in that and get to do it themselves and learn kind of a lifelong skill, taking care of something, growing and trying to make it the best it can be. It's a really, really cool thing to get to walk through those barns.
Absolutely. And they were packed this year. We were at capacity in our barns. So hopefully we give the fair board an even bigger problem next year and we need another barn.
Well, and you know, there was a little bit of work done, like you mentioned in our earlier meeting, kind of onto some of those buildings and getting those facilities ready. What was it like kind of about that, and what was kind of updated from years past for those who don't know?
So the small animal barn got some cement work done, so it's smoother to walk through, so you're not tripping over the cracks and the grooves in the floor. We did whitewash, and this, when I say we, it was the fair board. They take care of the barns for us, and we got the dairy barn or the cattle barn ready to except capacity, and we did. We filled that thing up, so it was pretty awesome. Yeah, the Fair Board treats us really well. We use their barns for mm-hmm. 4-H, and then I'm responsible for the 4-H building, myself and my families.
Gotcha. And what was it like at the 4-H food stand? Obviously, another busy year with that.
Oh, absolutely. People love those RDO fries, and we are so grateful for RDO for their support and their help, and they have a good time too. Our burgers are always a big hit, and the barbecue smokehouse brats went over really well.
Yeah. So another successful year at the Wadena County Fair. Anything else from the fair specifically that you want to mention while we're on the topic?
Well, we had over 1,200 exhibits.
Wow.
At the fair, between the livestock and non-livestock in our exhibit hall and our barns. And we had almost 200 young people show their exhibits. So
awesome.
It was truly fabulous. We had a fashion review. We had demonstrations and live performances. We had a young lady perform a song for us on her ukulele. and it just grows every year. And of course, our cake decorating contest is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of ties into the point of obviously 4-H is very well known for the showings of the livestock and the barns. But as we've talked about in our meetings, Kim, 4-H is a lot of other things too, and a lot of other areas for kids to get to do different things and try different things and get to just be a part of a community. And what are some of those things that are going on throughout the summer? Because 4-H isn't over now that the fair is over.
No. I still have a job. I still go to work every day. The week after the fair, we hosted a slime camp, and I'm very lucky to have a summer intern every year. And this year he decided to do two different day camps. The first one was making different kinds of slime, mm-hmm. and explaining what viscosity is and explaining the difference between a liquid and a solid. And we had a great turnout both in Wadena and in Monaga. We had a ton of kids in Monaga, so that was a lot of fun. He also studied in New Zealand for a couple weeks. So he is going to be doing a New Zealand camp in August. And he's going to talk about the culture, the farming, the artistry. And we're also going to maybe play a little game of rugby.
Oh.
So I'm nervous about that. We're prepping for State Fair. We're getting ready for, we did a fall open house a couple of years ago. All the clubs got together and did it, and it was wildly successful. And it just kind of gives people who are currently not in 4-H or don't understand what 4-H is about the opportunity to come check it out.
Awesome.
So we're hoping to do that again this fall.
All right. And Kim, if anybody wants any more information on some of these events that you mentioned, whether it's the New Zealand camp, whether it's that taking a look at what 4-H is all about, or if somebody wants to help out and volunteer, what is the best way to get in touch with you and to get more information?
Easiest way would be to give us a call at the Wadena County Extension Office. It's 631-7623. Or we have a University of Minnesota Wadena County Extension Facebook page. We have email. You can walk in. We're in the highway department right next to Truck and Trailer over by Sunnybrook Park. Just come on in and say, hey, what is this 4-H deal all about?
All right. Awesome. Kim, we're talking with you. You help run Wadena County 4-H and another fair in the books. It's great to see. And like you said, a very, very busy turnout, which is awesome. And now later in the summer, you'll get a didgeridoo and get ready to play rugby.
Well, we'll see about that.
Kim, great to have you in studio. We look forward to talking with you again next month.
Thank you.
That's Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. If you missed any part of this interview, you can go to our website, wadenaradio.com, and listen to it in its entirety.